convenient.
According to the Falun Dafa Information Center, Falun Gong, also called Falun Dafa, is a meditative discipline of the Buddhist tradition rooted in China's millennia-old heritage of spiritual cultivation. It features five meditation qigong exercises and moral teachings centered on the fundamental principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance.
据法轮大法信息中心介绍，法轮功也叫法轮大法，是融合了精神信仰和打坐的佛家修炼功法，包括缓慢的动功和静功打坐，以及按照真善忍做好人的修炼原则。
An estimated 70 million to 100 million people practiced Falun Dafa in China by the late 1990s.With many crediting the practice's values and meditative exercises with helping them become better, healthier people.
上世纪九十年代，法轮功在中国迅速普及。据估计，截至1990年代末，修炼人数达7000万至1亿人。许多民众因修炼法轮功，身心受益，道德升华。
The regime, initially supportive, took the practice's popularity as a threat to its power.On July 20th of 1999, it launched a national persecution using forced labor, torture, and other forms of torment to force practitioners to give up their faith.
中共政权最初对法轮功持支持态度，但后来将法轮功的迅速传播视为对其集权统治的潜在威胁。1999年7月20日，中共发动了一场全国性的镇压。动用劳教、酷刑等各种严酷手段，强迫法轮功学员放弃信仰。
To date, Minghui.org, a clearinghouse for information on the persecution of Falun Gong, has verified thousands of deaths based on first-hand information. The true death toll is hard to verify and likely much higher, given the lack of transparency in China.
根据明慧网资料，迄今为止已证实有数千人遭迫害致死，由于中共封锁讯息，实际死亡人数难以核实，恐远高于此。
Additionally, an unknown number of people have been killed for their organs to fuel the regime's lucrative transplant industry, according to independent investigations. A 2019 independent tribunal in London found that Falun Gong practitioners.were the primary source of organs.
此外，独立调查显示，中共运作着一个庞大的器官移植产业，通过大规模活摘器官谋取暴利。具体受害人数尚无法确定。2019年，伦敦独立人民法庭裁定，法轮功学员是中共活摘器官的主要来源。
In May 2025, the U.S. House of Representatives passed two bills to push for an end to the abuses, the Falun Gong Protection Act and the Stop Forced Organ Harvesting Act. Both bills are awaiting action in the U.S. Senate.
今年五月，为反制中共人权暴行，美国国会众议院通过《法轮功保护法案》和《制止活摘器官法案》。目前两法案均已送交美国参议院审议。
Ms. Fang said that repression targeting Falun Gong practitioners outside China has escalated recently, driven by a leaked 2022 instruction from Chinese regime leader Xi Jinping.
方女士表示，近年中共对海外法轮功的迫害已升级至跨国行动。据知情人士披露。这项行动始于中共党魁习近平2022年扩大打压的命令。
Key parts of the new strategy spearheaded by China's Ministry of State Security, a regime body that conducts foreign intelligence and subversive activities, involve spreading disinformation about Falun Gong using social media and Western media outlets. Another tactic is to weaponize the legal system against Falun Gong,and related entities in the United States.
跨国打压由中共国安部一个负责搜集外国情报和进行颠覆活动的政权机构主导。该新行动战略包括 利用社交媒体与西方媒体散播针对法轮功的虚假讯息，同时借由法律手段打压美国本土法轮功团体，甚至试图煽动美国政府对其展开不利调查。
In one high-profile case, two Chinese agents were sentenced for trying to bribe an IRS official to revoke the tax-exempt status of Shenyun Performing Arts, a classical Chinese dance and music company founded by Falun Gong practitioners to showcase China before communism. That plot was foiled by undercover FBI agents.
美国联邦调查局近日破获一起中共间谍企图收买美国国税局官员、撤销神韵艺术团免税地位的案件。神韵艺术团是由法轮功学员创立的中国古典舞和音乐表演团体，旨在展示共产主义之前的中国，因此成为中共打压重点。
The Falun Gong community at large has also been targeted by more than 140 threats since 2024. Those have included threats of physical assault, bombings, and other forms of violence aimed at disrupting activities that draw awareness to the regime's persecution.
自2024年以来，法轮功团体在多地遭到140多起疑似中共策划的暴力威胁，包括人身攻击、爆炸威胁等，以干扰其介入中共暴行的活动。
In June, G7 leaders issued a statement condemning all acts of transnational repression. It also said, "We will redouble our efforts to keep our communities safe, to defend human rights, including the freedom of expression online and offline, and to safeguard our sovereignty."
今年六月，七国集团领导人发表联合声明，谴责一切跨国打压行为。声明还表示，我们将加倍努力，保障我们社区的安全，捍卫人权，包括线上和线下的言论自由，并维护我们的主权。
Ms. Fang said, "Today we remember the lives lost, we honor those still detained, and we call on everyone, journalists,policymakers and citizens to open your mind and think critically." She hopes that Canadians will not be misled by the CCP's lies and people will take a stance against the brutal persecution so that lives can be saved.
方女士最后说，今天我们缅怀那些逝去的生命，向仍被非法关押的人们致敬。同时，我们呼吁所有人，无论是记者、政策制定者，还是普通公民，敞开心扉，进行独立思考。他希望加拿大人能认清中共的谎言，选择善良，反对这场残酷的迫害，从而拯救更多的生命。
Exams and essays are fast approaching. Wouldn't it be great if you could have better concentration, problem-solving abilities, memory, and mood heading into your exams? Get a leg up on your classmates by starting your day off with extra energy and brain power from a healthy breakfast. Whatever your reason is for not eating breakfast, we've got a solution.
I'm not hungry in the morning.
Chances are you've skipped breakfast for so long that your body's hunger cues are no longer working in the morning.You can start with a small item, like fresh fruit or yogurt, and add to it when your body gets used to it. Your body will thank you in the long run.
I don't have enough money to eat breakfast.
You don't have to eat a gourmet breakfast. You just need to eat something. Plain oatmeal is fast, nutritious, and very affordable. It only takes 2 minutes in the microwave. Toast, eggs, and fresh fruit are also very economical.
I don't have time to eat breakfast.
Set your alarm 5 to 10 minutes earlier, or try taking your breakfast with you. You could eat dry cereal or cereal bar, fresh fruit, a bran muffin, a container of yogurt, a bagel with peanut butter, or a bottle of milk or soy milk.
I'm watching my weight.
Skipping breakfast can lead to cravings, overeating, and binging later in the day. Those who skip breakfast can end up eating more overall.
Visit our nutrition webpage for more tips and our featured recipe. You can find us online at students.sfu.ca/health.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Chinese show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Now it's our time to showcase some of the album released by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you Shalini Kumar. And the song is called Knife of the Mind. And the album titled Shalini. Hope you enjoy. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Chinese Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，又到了我们欣赏加拿大音乐人最新发行的音乐专辑节目时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 Shalini Kumar 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Life of the Mind。
Scars. Love
is a song vocal by Vern Nicholson, and it's called Nest for Little Bird, and it's from the album titled Linden Tree Near the Water, which was released last December. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Vern Nicholson 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Nest for Little Bird。It's a song by May Hemingway's, and it's from the album titled Skipland, which was released in February 2018, and the song is called The Baby。 接下来请大家欣赏来自 May Hemingway's 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 The Baby。 那么 May Hemingway's 呢是由两位加拿大音乐人组成的乐队，他们是 Bench Roland 和 Josh Fuels。
The infant can only lie on his back. His limbs are moving slow motion this way and that.He can't lift his head off of the mat. The infant can only lie on his back. The baby can only crawl on the floor.Stand up, but his legs will give out soon for sure. The old dog in the corner is trying to ignore. The baby can only crawl
Chinese music. Next is song vocal by 蔡琴. and it's called Bai Fa Ying, which means the gray hair is singing. 接下来请大家欣赏来自蔡琴演唱的《白发吟》。For today's music section of the Legend Show is a song vocaled by Ye Jia Xiu, and it's called Zao An Tai Yang, which means good morning, the song. And Hershey wish everyone a happy weekend. Please tune in next week on CJSF 90.1 FM next Saturday noon. 听众朋友，今天要奉献给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自叶嘉修演唱的《早安太阳》。在这里呢，何西祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期在世界 SF 空中相会。青春它轻踏着